calling animals? How would you call cows?
I don't remember how you would call a cow. Not offhand.
Did you ever hear what you'd say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her or something?
I presume you would say the same thing you would say to a horse, whoa.
And to get a horse started, you'd tell him,
giddy up.
And to stop him, you'd tell him,
whoa.
And to back him up.
They use the sound with their mouth. Oh, something like that. I can't quite do that.
And did you ever hear anybody call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Yes, if the horse had a particular name, by name only.
What about calling sheep? Did you ever hear that?
No, I haven't.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him?
You have to harness him.
And when you're driving a horse, you guide him with
the reins.
And when you're riding on
a saddle.
And you guide him with
I just said it, didn't I?
Would you call it the reins still?
No, you call it the, I can't remember what you call it.
What would your feet be in?
Shoe.
Or on a saddle?
Oh, stirrup.
And did you ever hear anybody call chickens?
No, not really. No. A lot of people talk to chickens, and a lot of animals as they would talk to people. And they would have names for them.
Did y'all ever have chickens?
No, we didn't. My grandmother had some on her yard, but we don't have any.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Jump and a hop.
Or just a little...
little way down the road.
Okay. And if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Day's ride.
Okay. Did you ever say a far piece or a long way?
Long way.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over?
Backwards.
And this way?
Forward.
And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
No, what a one.
Yeah, no.
Fish were biting today.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear people say, nary a one? I didn't catch nary a one.
Yes, I have.
How would they say that?
I didn't catch nary a one.
Would you use that expression yourself?
No. It's usually an outdoor type person that usually speaks like that, that he is used to game hunting and fishing, and those are usually his terms around here that a person would expect to use those terms.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did what to the land?
I cleared the land.
And weed is tied up into a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a bundle or a sheaf or a bind?